All right, let's do this. We're going live in 5, 4, 3. Welcome back to Intrepid Makers. I am your host, Todd Schneck. I had the pleasure of interviewing today's guest, I want to say in spring of 2014. It was the first time I had the pleasure of meeting this gentleman and chatting with him, and it was at MODEX 14. And today we're going to talk about MODEX 16, which is just a few days away. This is one of the great fellows in this industry, so I'm looking forward to this opportunity to chat. Say hello to my guest. His name is Tom Carbot. He is the Senior Vice President for Exhibitions with MHI. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I am so grateful for the time. You are knee-deep in getting ready to launch MODEX 16 just a few days away, so I'm grateful for a few minutes of your time as we talk about this great event. Before we go there to MODEX 16, Tom, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us a quick overview of MHI. What do you do? How are you serving?
Sure. My background goes back to material handling industry when I was working for a company called Duff Norton, which is a manufacturer of overhead lifting devices. And that job brought me from Detroit, where I was born and raised, to Charlotte, North Carolina, where Duff Norton was in 1979. And my role with Duff Norton was primarily involved in sales and marketing. And I stayed with that organization up until 1992, at which point in time I came to work for the Trade Association, and that was MHI. We were at Duff Norton a member, one of the founding members actually of MHI, which started in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1945. So it's been a long, long time serving its members, and today it's about a little over 800 companies are members of the Trade Association, and they're representing 24 different countries around the world. So MHI is primarily known for its shows, which are the most visible things that we do. MODEX, as you had mentioned, will be kicking off here on April 4th, which is a week from today. And that is always held in Atlanta at the Georgia World Congress Center. And on the years opposite of MODEX, we do a show called ProMat, which is always held in Chicago at McCormick Place. And that dates back to, almost 1879, when the first ProMat brand was rolled out. And that was basically a shortening of the term that was used at the time, which was productivity through material handling. And it became a trade name for the show, which today is still considered one of the top 50 industrial shows held in America.
Well, obviously, both MODEX and ProMat are great events. And me thinks you and I will be sharing some coffee at ProMat 17. So I look forward to exploring that with you.
Absolutely.
Obviously,
absolutely.
But we're here to talk about MODEX 16. And it's a great event. And as I said, I've had the pleasure of broadcasting live from there before. For those listening who may not be as familiar with that event as they should be, give us a quick overview of what MODEX is all about. And then as part of that answer, Tom, if I could ask you, be sure people are clear on what the supply chain's all about and what material handling's all about.
Absolutely. The MODEX show was launched in 2012 and held every other year. This will be the third edition. And the focus for MODEX is to be truly a broad supply chain show in the sense that you will find solutions for material handling problems that would typically be found within the four walls of either a distribution center, a warehouse, manufacturing, or assembly facility. And all of those different activities are addressed pretty well by the exhibitors at MODEX. But MODEX also goes beyond the four walls. It includes the transportation logistics component, ranging from the ports, the trucks, the rails, everything that is required to bring materials into those four walls, as well as pulling the finished product out in the ultimate delivery to the consumer. So there's no other show that is quite as encompassing as MODEX when it comes to the supply chain. And the things that you'll find on the exhibit floor are a huge part of it. But also there is a magnificent supporting educational track that runs parallel with MODEX, and over 100 different sessions, keynotes, workshops, tutorials are all delivered at no cost to the attendee, and it covers just about every topic that the industry seems to feel is meaningful today.
You know, I used to think, Tom, that my live broadcasts were the highlights of these shows. I'm saying that with a wink in my eye. These educational components are in my view, the real meat and potatoes of all these different kinds of trade shows. Talk about some of the, I mean, there's the education that you get at a show like MODEX is what this thing's principally all about. I mean, talk about some of the keynotes that are going to be delivered there. Talk about some of the panel discussions that will be conducted, and then go into these educational tracks that you just mentioned. I mean, that's where the real value of something like MODEX brings to anyone who attends this show. Yeah,
Todd, I think you're absolutely right. And our research after every show, which we do from a very comprehensive standpoint to both exhibitors and the attendees, points to that the educational value of the time spent oftentimes, you know, represents a return on investment for the attendee, because they're giving up a part of their day, which traveling to a city and making investment in time and money and resources, but they're telling us that, you know, they're getting something of value in return. And we've got basically over 100 sessions that take place in theaters on the show floor. And it really runs the gamut from solutions real specific to an industry sector, be it automotive or pharmaceutical, food and beverage, to broader educational topics that, you know, may deal with 50 ways that you can improve the efficiency of a warehouse. So each theater seats about 120 people. And a lot of times it's first come, first serve. And if you're not there early, oftentimes you might not get a seat because the fire marshal is pretty diligent about how many people can get in there. So we're always trying to be respectful of that. Every day during MODEX will be a keynote, and the keynotes range from people like Peter Diamantis, who is a pretty successful individual, to Wednesday afternoon, our celebrity keynote is Kevin O'Leary from the Shark Tank. And he's going to talk to us about his view on supply chain and how he feels it's essential to the success of a lot of different businesses that he's currently involved in and has been involved in. And I think he's also going to share a little bit about the show itself. So all told, it'll be, I think there's something there for everybody. And, you know, there's no cost to go to the show. There's no cost to attend the session. So it truly is a free experience, but one that I think is rich in content. And there's also plant tours that are available throughout the 4 days of the show. They're going to go to places like Kia Automotive Manufacturing, Toto, Mazda. There's a variety of different both manufacturing and distribution facilities that people can sign up to go on for the tours. And then there's a huge student day, which involves this year over 300 students ranging from vocational schools to universities that are all coming together to look at the opportunities for young people in our industry. So a lot of things going on, and again, everybody that's there hopefully leaves with a fair value proposition that tells them the time they spent there was worthwhile.
Yeah, like I said, the educational opportunities there are second to none. All right, Tom and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you a manufacturer plagued by high turnover, burdened with low employee engagement, stung by safety concerns, and generally losing the human talent war in a very competitive market? Say hello to PDP Solutions. PDP offers software solutions that changes the game in workplace communications. As PDP President Lou Dickmeyer says, companies seldom fully understand the deep connection between improved communications and moving the key performance indicators. She adds, it's exciting to watch when our customers move the needle. Check out PDP Solutions at pdpsolutions.com. That's pdpsolutions.com, and learn how they can help you.
All right, I am back with Tom Carbot, the Senior Vice President for Exhibitions with MHI. All right, so Tom, who should be at MODEX 16? So it's a two-part question. I mean, who should be exhibiting there? And then who ought to be attending to learn all this great stuff and see all these great exhibitors?
Absolutely. It's easy to determine, I guess, if you are a provider of solutions that are applicable to this industry, you should be there exhibiting. You know, the opportunity to interact with about 24,000 industry professionals who will travel through the show over the duration of the 4 days. The bulk of those people will come from North America, but you'll also have over 100 different countries represented in the attendance as well. And you'll find everything there, Todd, from, you know, the basics of this industry that have been around forever. And these are the overhead lifting devices and the storage and the racking and things that, you know, we've seen as part of industry for a long, long time, to some of the cutting edge things relative to technology, software, even drones in today's industry for fulfillment and delivery. You know, there's exhibitors there that have perfected how a drone can be an integral part of scanning and taking inventory in some of these huge warehouses. So it really ranges from the very basic to the cutting edge. And those solutions, there's 800 plus people that are exhibiting at the show, and you'll find, I think, just about everything there represented. As far as the people walking the aisles, the demographic is primarily a senior level individual that is responsible for the broader supply chain, including logistics, material handling, operations, facilities. The companies you'll find range from Fortune 1000, of which in 2014 there were 60% of the Fortune 1000 companies were represented on the show floor through an attendee. So it's not one industry. It's very, very broad. You'll find food, beverage, pharmaceutical, automotive, you know, retail, just about any significant industry that really is looking towards savings and productivity through an improved supply chain.
24,000 attendees, 100 countries represented. So what you're saying, Tom, is this is a target-rich environment for both sides, the exhibitors and the attendees.
No question. It's a win-win, I think, for both. And, you know, like any trade show that you're involved in today, the exhibitor has to work in front of the show, during the show, and after the show to be successful. And the attendees today are coming to the show much more educated than they were even 10 years ago. With the help of the internet and the information that abounds out there, if they cross the carpet line and come into your booth, chances are they know you, they know what you do, and now they want to know how you can help them. So the whole sales process is accelerated if you're able to provide the resources and the answers that the attendee is typically looking for, which most of our exhibitors, I think, are well planned to take advantage of the folks that come in. And it's no longer, you know, what it used to be where you'd, you know, row the boat out in the middle of the lake and wait for the fish to jump in it. You know, today it's, you really have to get out in front of it and make sure that you're finding the people that are most relevant to you and giving them a strong reason to visit your booth and to see what it is that you have to provide. So the work is significant, but the payoff is huge.
No doubt about that. So you mentioned drones a few minutes ago. We could have a whole episode discussing the ramifications of what that's all about. Any other big issues that you anticipate being the big subjects of discussion at MODEX 16?
Well, you know, in our industry, Todd, there's been, you know, a huge amount of savings that has been delivered through new technology, new systems, smarter systems, especially when it comes to warehousing and distribution, where, you know, the environment has changed from delivering caseloads and pallet loads to now what is a high volume of smaller parcels. and how do you handle that? How do you do that quickly and efficiently? And every Christmas, I think we're reminded by the success of the internet as a shopping vehicle, and yet we're also reminded about the failures and the risks that are involved if you can't deliver that,
right.
If you don't have what the customer wants when they want it. And so you'll see a lot of things there that are designed to help improve that model and make it better. But you'll also find, too, the challenge of the industry in terms of workforce development. There is a huge shortage of people to work in this industry. And, you know, that being addressed at the show in a lot of different ways, from both education, but also collaboration, dialogue between industry sectors and what they need. MHI annually delivers an annual report that focuses on, you know, what the end user, the consumer community, is concerned about. And some of those issues, you know, include workforce development, but they also include things like, you know, sustainability, and they talk about, you know, transportation, the cost of transportation, the model relative to, you know, do I build a warehouse or do I now take advantage of a third-party logistics provider, and instead of me owning the inventory, maybe they'll own it and they'll provide it to me. So there's a lot of things that are going on, and I can remember back in 2010, everybody at our show that year was concerned about gasoline being $7 a gallon. You know, fast forward, here we are in 16, and most people are still seeing gasoline below $2. But what that does do is it impacts significantly the cost of transportation, the cost of delivery, the cost of goods. So, you know, to be nimble and flexible in today's world, I think you just simply can't rest on your laurels and assume it's going to be the same way it's always been. Things are changing, and I think the show is a great way to stay in touch with the trends that are being introduced. We have over 100 different companies that have applied for an innovation award, and that means that they've had a new product that is being introduced that wasn't there last year, and there's innovation associated with that. So there'll be a total of 15 companies that will be declared finalists, and from that finalist pool, there will be a winner for, you know, the best new product for innovation, the existing product innovation for an existing product, and the third, which is a new category this year, is software.
Well, see, that's the beauty of MODEX, Tom, is that, you know, I was convinced that when I broadcast from the 2014 MODEX show that the industry had solved all the problems. They'd cracked every challenge, and they'd solved it all, right? And it was done.
And Not even close.
Well, that's the beauty of it. I mean, is that with every succeeding show, we're gonna keep highlighting these innovators and the amazing things that they're doing. It's so exciting to see. You say, supply chain. I mean, it's pretty simple. Simple, right? We have a very specific job to do, and there's a simple way to do it. Well, no, the industry keeps innovating, keeps changing, keeps improving. And yeah, there's external factors that impact this, the price of fuel, as you suggested. But the industry just keeps absorbing that reality and integrating it into how they continue to innovate. It's an amazing thing. Tom, we probably ought to close with one final conversation. I imagine you have some pretty interesting sponsors that make all this possible. Shine some light on some of these amazing sponsors making all this possible.
Well, there's 800 of them, and I guess, you know, with us being a trade association, all of our members are important to us. And, you know, I think rather than highlighting one or two individual companies, I would certainly welcome anybody who feels that there'd be value there in the show to come and see them all. I mean, the show is large. It's 250,000 net square feet. But if you're there early and can stay late, there's chance that you'll see every bit of that show. And I think you'll see some amazing things that are being offered.
All right. Hear, hear on that. Tom, before I let you go, how can people contact you if they could reach you the next couple of days since you're getting ready to launch one of the coolest shows on the planet? How can they reach you if they have any questions? Where can they learn more about MHI? And where can they learn more about both MODEX and ProMat?
Well, there's three wonderful websites, one for each show and then one for the association. MHI is very simple. It's just mhi.org, and you will find that to be just a resource that you'll probably want to keep close because there's just a ton of good information there. The shows are very specific. There are www.promat, which is P-R-O-M-A-T show.com, and the other is modexshow.com. Either one of those URLs can, you know, give you all information current, and you can register on those sites, again, at no charge. And for Modex, because time is short, you can register there, pick up your badge on site, and become part of the industry for a few days.
All right. Tom Carbot, the Senior Vice President for Exhibitions with MHI. Tom, as always, great to connect with you. Good luck with Modex 16. I suspect it's going to be an outstanding event.
Thank you, Todd, for your highlight and for time that you spent in 14 as well as covering 16. It's very much appreciated.
Well, I suspect you and I and our paths are going to cross again. So, Tom, again, thanks for spending time with us and good luck with Modex 16. All right. All the time we have for now, again, on behalf of my guest, Tom Carbot, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Makers.